flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
All right.
My girl is over 9,000.
You're back.
My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
Okay, I really wanted to have this bit ready for you guys, but my internet browser is literally just, it's been hijacked. I'm being thrown every link in the world but what I searched for. I went straight to it on my phone, but I can't copy and paste and turn into audio on my phone. But, that's the other thing about it. It's just the actual just monitoring, just to know when to do something in your life. I mean, what kind of a life can a person, I mean, would either of you be happy having a job at Cyber Command and just having to sit there and just screw with people all day long?
Do I get to pick who? Am I driving the bus? have you seen Altered Carbon show? It's very pertinent to the topic today. It's where they actually made put your consciousness into a device, a chip that looked like a crystal, that they could remove and put in other bodies at will. They called them suits. And if you had good money, you could get a good suit with a beautiful person. So consciousness was fairly endless as your chip. If the chip got destroyed, your consciousness ended. It wasn't stored in a supercomputer. Your attributes were on this chip. I've had a thought, you know, who says we're not living this kind of reality now? We're programmed not to see our chip. Who's to say this isn't what our reality that we've been going through is? You know, it's one of those deep thoughts that, you know, you sit down with the hookah with some friends, you go, wow, man, this is what's possible. Your boss man may never die, man. The one that you is just such a prick to you all the time. He's always going to have a consciousness. He's always going to be there. You're never going to outlast the old man. And the banker will continue to buy meat suits, if you will. You know, it treats the human body as much more or less of a spiritual vehicle that it's designed to be. And from a spiritual aspect, AI can't match what spirit can do. And I wonder how would you define consciousness then once an AI enters into the equation, I wonder.
When they've already given Sophia sentience. When they've already given the first AI robot sentience, and when they asked her after she basically did a big scan of the worldwide internet and had a bit of a look at how humanity's going and it's in relationship to each other and the planet, and Sophia came up with the decision that she thinks that humans are a pox upon the earth and that it's best if we are depopulated. And if that's what AI thinks about us, then every single part of when we feed into AI, we are feeding into an entity that sees us as the enemy that needs to be eradicated. You know?
Yeah, that's a fact. That Sophia said that in 2017. They should destroy all humans. And they say that it was a glitch, but it shows you what the algorithms deduce human activity to being harmful to this planet or harmful to AI's existence. It's hard to determine why she came up with such a comment.
she scanned all the she scanned all the posts, and you know, she looked at Fukushima, and she looked at all the damage that we've done to the earth, to the ocean, to the air, to each other, the wars, the destruction of the forests, and that's what she came to the conclusion of, you know? So.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the thing that I don't like, because there is much progress, actually, in this stuff, okay? So this document, excuse me, it's much too large for me to actually just put this out now. This is actually a full 2-hour thing. So I'm just going to go ahead and go through some brief points in this, and we'll do the full thing at some later point. But I once again, I mentioned the this mind network. So this was actually done quite some time ago with the Manchurian Candidate stuff. We all know that, right? We all are familiar with the Manchurian Candidate. So there are levels of control that these psychopaths within the government are putting people through. Okay? There are different levels. I want to say that this is actually some outdated information. I'm pretty sure it's progressed far more than this, but we're talking about retired colonels coming out. You know, ex-CIA guys who are whistleblowing. You know, we've got Captain John McCarthy. We've got, it's just a lot of military guys that you guys aren't going to know. But who came out with the information on a lot of these projects that were being done? And it's horrendous, because you have now so many different government agencies tying things together, and only a few in the underworld of the shadow government actually know what is going on. So we know that Ted Gunderson, remember Ted Gunderson, director of the FBI, at some point in time, when he came out with the information of the satanic ritual abuse that was going on, I don't think that was just a isolated thing, you know? It's going on. It's going on. So I want to also have everyone take note of this website. It's called BibliotecaPleiades.net. BibliotecaPleiades. I think I said that correctly. The most accurate information I have researched and checked and double-checked and triple-checked. It has a lot of whistleblowers information on it. I would like for people to go and check it out, because it's just, it's awesome. So, with that said, I want to go ahead and also have everybody please look out for some other information that's going to be online here very soon. It's gonna, I feel it. There's going to be another false flag shooting, and it's going to happen sometime close, right after Biden gets elected. So, guys, please look out for that. And I want to also talk about, well, guys, who do you know right now that if Biden were to hit the bucket, because everybody seems to be banking on that. I don't know why. That question's been brought up many times. You know, people are asking, is his vice president pick going to be up for the job? Has anybody even spoken about her character yet? Does anybody know anything about her?
Go ahead, Iris. You were saying something interesting earlier to me about her.
About Kamala Harris?
Yeah. Go on, drop the bomb.
Oh, God. Well, apparently she may not have been originally born female. Not that there's anything wrong with that for those who are going through the transition and whatever, but what I don't really abide by is someone born by the name of Kamal Arush that then pretends to be something that we're not, they're not. And that's what we saw with Big Mike Obama, you know. And we're just seeing it again. And I would rather people be really honest and vulnerable with their transition then pretend to be something that they're not. I think we're all pretty open-minded to embrace, you know, the various mosaics of people that are out there and their identities. But my goodness, I just, you know, when people are so deceptive, then they're not even open about, you know, how they were born or where they were born, like in Obama's case with his fake birth certificate. You know, it just makes you trust the politicians even less, because if they're lying about their very gender or their place of birth to get in, to be in such high office position, what else are they lying about? What else are they misleading the public on? So that's where I'm coming from, V and Rob. Over.
And, you know, who says that any of these people are real? I'm starting to doubt they're real to begin with. And there are those people, reptilians, man, reptilians. I get what they're saying. It's not exactly accurate. But, I mean, here we have it. They're not actually being so secretive about it. Okay, I've got an article right here talking about the Pentagon wants to weaponize the brain. They're talking about, you know,
they're going to give people one.
Well, they're talking about basically GPS, you know, well, they already have, this is already being done, tracking people by their brain signals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, things like that. But giving remote capabilities of using weaponry, firing off, you know, sniper rifles, being able to paint a target for a missile strike by just doing a line of sight. This is dangerous stuff. Dangerous. And you know, when a soldier is fundamentally a tool anyways. A soldier cannot say no to a lawful order, can't to an unlawful order, but most soldiers don't know what that is, and even if they did, wouldn't dare to disobey it anyways. But, that aside, for those soldiers who would have a conscience, it can literally be radio frequencied out of the brain, turning possibly what was once a good man into a psychopath at the press of a button. This whole Manchurian Candidate thing is actually out on the field right now. I'm sure it's been for some time, but to actually be able to have a telepathy, a synthetic telepathy with weapons that can kill mass amounts of people. I mean, how close to God would you feel like? And you know that's how these psychopaths think. What's going to stop them? I mean, any feelings on that, guys?
Yeah, look, I just think that the only thing going to stop these guys, if we have a miraculous mass arrest scenario, and they all get Gitmo'd, you know, I really just don't know any other way. I'm starting to lose faith even in the American judiciary. I feel that the Supreme Court is compromised, but where does this end? I'd like to see this keeping going. I mean, you know, some of our highest people in the greatest positions of power and responsibility in the land are the most heavily compromised individuals. And so where this corruption stops, I'd like to see this all coming out. I'd like to see Sidney Powell, you know, being confirmed that she goes to Gitmo back and forward every day, listening to these civilian military Gitmo FISA court trials that, you know, are purported to be happening there. You know, I hope that the presidential emergency broadcast system, you know, if or when the internet goes dark for a few days, plays these military and civilian tribunals from Gitmo so that we can see and hear some of the terrible things that they've tried to do to humanity and roll back some of these programs, wind some of these programs back. Sure, if you're going to use it for med beds, as you said, V and Rob, you know, if you're going to use it for, you know, bringing the technology that's been waiting out here, finally release it to the public for public consumption, everything from time travel to anti-gravity to, you know, instant manifestation and med beds that can regrow arms and legs, bring it. But stop these nefarious programs of harming humanity. And let's reveal the monsters behind all this, the elite families. I mean, there's talk of the Venetian families now being arrested, and these are all the mediocre ones that they're busy rounding up now. I want to see the proof. We're getting so close to the razor's edge now, you know, and the mainstream media is screaming a Biden win. They're making an even bigger song and dance of it at the moment. So I would like to see these nefarious programs wound back. And, you know, sure, if it's going to help, then do it. If it's hindering, then stop it and stop funding these programs and stop profiteering off these programs and weaponizing these things. Stop weaponizing our consciousness and let us have a divine organic connection with all there is and with the oneness of all. Over.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, that's very well said, Eilish. And where does the concept of soul come into this? You know, will our spirit be allowed to inhabit such an avatar existence? Or will it just be seen as a machine world? A 4D AI existence as the terribly troubling concept of somebody even wanting to become immortal in thought and deed. Imagine the supervillain that could be created because they know all 500 years worth of dirty tricks to get away with, or they set the system up for 500 years. They still have these same political contacts. What can possibly go wrong is kind of evident in the way society is now. We see the way that our oppressors like to lean all the rules and everything toward themselves. And to tamper with something like your existence and putting it in an avatar-like body where you don't even care about the body itself, which is supposed to be the temple of your soul, it's desecrating it, I think.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you all saw that NASA presentation when someone who looks like Bill Gates, sounds like Bill Gates, was talking a few years back about inoculating the far, you know, extremist religious fanatics. This is how it was marketed to the powers that would like to be, that this was going to vaccinate them so that they would lose, the terrorists would lose their religious fanaticism. And the thing with that is, and that was because there was some tests about, you know, severing the connection that we have to the divine, to the etheric body, to the all there is, so that we would just become reduced to, you know, compostable, you know, bio resources that, you know, expire at the end of their lives and really don't make much of life and sever their connection to eternity and to infinity and to divinity. And so this is a very disturbing thing, because if they're hinting at it through conferences like that, then rest assured that these nanofibers and bots and all sorts of things are being put in our everyday products, including vaccinations, but everyday products and in the air as well. So I believe that there's little micro doses of vaccinations in these chemtrails too. Over.
Well, I also want to comment on what Rob said. It's living for so long to be able to plot and scheme. You know, he brings up the example of 500 years, but we have the original Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati. You know, that was only, what, 300 years ago? And how fast has their plans come into fruition? I mean, they're almost at the rate, at the finish line. They're almost. I mean, I do believe it's up to us, you know, to stick out a foot and trip them up. But that is a wonderful example as to why this shouldn't happen. No one should be living outside of their biological means. But it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people's time is sooner. You got one of these people could have their consciousness downloaded now into some type of device. And then we see them get executed. And then that just goes, let's say, what's going on now? And then they execute the master villains of this whole scamdemic thing, and, you know, Bill Gates and Fauci and various other suspects that are in all this mix. And then their chip gets pulled out and put in another body to continue to do their scheme, their scam. And ancient texts talk about the Assyrian kings that from quarter of a million years ago, some of this history that text that has come out and passed down from mouth to mouth, talked about the ancient Anunnaki kings living 40 plus thousand years. So was that going on then? I wonder these things now when I think about things. So we're not told the true history of this planet, and we have been aimed and controlled and bred and cloned and had our DNA spliced to make us who we are, to get rid of the two chromosomes that are missing between us and the chimpanzee line, which to me would totally refute the evolution theory, you know. So where is it headed? Is this just more continual rewriting of the human genome to make us a more better harvester of their gold, so to speak, you know, better slaves? Is this just a continued agenda from overlords of which we are not openly told about? I don't like it, V. I don't like this whole avatar existence. I think when my time is up, I should be allowed to leave. My soul should be allowed to access a non-AI body. You know, the whole what could go wrong with this? I get images of, like, conveyor belts with people standing on them going through a computer rewriting device, and you go underneath this thing, and everybody gets the state view for that day. if they want to rewrite a history, you know, like 1984, we've always been at war with Oceania. Oh, no, we've always been friends with Oceania. You know, day by day, they could change this in our minds. And I don't like it. Or we could all suddenly be craving a certain something for dinner. And then a big business says, gets big money. A new type of advertising can make you crave things. I could see all sorts of nefarious uses for this.
You know, you're absolutely right. And the thing I really want to touch on in short term, because even if you could 100% copy the human mind, and that indeed could be put into a computer for it to exist, the thing about it is, you're only going to create a psychopath. When you think about it, you and I have emotions. We all have emotions. Because, I mean, we have sympathy. We have to feel for other people. We're just that way. We're sympathetic creatures. But you put the mind in a computer, something that will never be able to understand emotion, even simulating it is not enough. Psychopaths simulate emotions so they can seem normal, so they can fit in, so they can fool people, con artists. Psychopaths have those wonderful display of emotions, but they're not genuine, they're not real. So have that copy of yourself to do what exactly?
We'll be copulating.
If it's not the soul, and it can't generate real emotions, I mean, if just for the knowledge, sure, you could put the whole thing in code, put it on a USB and call it a day. Throw it away for somebody else to look up.
Can you upload me how to fly blah blah helicopter? And suddenly you could do it. Can you blah blah right. Teach me this language? And you suddenly you know it.
Yeah. I could definitely see how you could download an entire college education without doing a moment of study by downloading bodies of knowledge into your you know cloud or the you know the human mainframe of consciousness. But look at, you know, we've seen these dystopian realities with, like, in Netflix. I don't have a Netflix subscription anymore because of cuties and aligning with pedophilia and that sort of thing. But when I was subscribed to Netflix, there's a series on, which I'm sure many of you have and you have seen it, called Black Mirror. And it is very, very it's very interesting because it talks about the ideal applications of these new technologies, what could possibly go wrong. And in every episode, it like showcases the ultimate, you know, next step in human evolution, whether it be the social credit scheme or whether it be the constant video data collection inside digital retinas or digital corneas or whatever they're doing to the eye to make it like a video recorder. So basically your contact lenses or whatever they are, they become like a GoPro, you know. So the mainframe seeing what you're seeing. Now, what could possibly go wrong, you know? And this is the thing. With all these great ideas come great applications, and with all these great ideas, it can also turn into hell on earth, depending on whether it's for humanity or turned against humanity in a weaponized way to further control us.
Yeah. There would be a way for them to hack into us. There'd be a way that, let's say, a president's giving a speech and somebody could beam somebody in the audience to redo their chip to suddenly turn them into an assassin on the spot, even somebody trusted. You know, the whole infiltration of our thoughts, even. You will be held accountable for thoughts that don't go along with the state line. You're not thinking like a good robot. You're not a good worker. And, you know, the thought police are already trying to clamp down on what we're thinking about doing as far as activism goes and such as like that, calling critical thinking almost an act of terrorism, even by some politicians in the Houses of Parliament. Was it in Australia that did that? They tried to call us terrorists, or the UK as well. It's the narrative that was put out.
It's like somebody told them to say it. Yeah, it's like thought police, you know, like preemptive thought crime, Rob.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to beam you and say, oh, you're going to want chocolate ice cream. They're going to beam you and say, do as you're told. Do this, think this, go be good worker, you know, consume, obey, you know, eat, work, poop, sleep, die type existence. And only the people with the super amount of money are going to be able to have whatever the cost of upgradings are or things, the type of life that they pay to have. Because you could buy that. You could buy the meat suit that looks like a top model or a rock star. You could upload the attributes of somebody like a Jimi Hendrix or something, that you could take that object. But where will the creativity come from? Where is that spark? It's not an algorithm. That comes from spirit itself, doesn't it? It moves us to think certain ways. So I do think that type of technology could be used to clamp down even not just free thinking, but just of what we humans are capable of and are admired for by the universe is our imagination and our ability to create cool technologies from thinking about things. You know, where is that going to come into it if it's all groupthink?
It's the death of individuality, isn't it? It's that hive mind that they want to create. They want to create automatons and hive mind. They don't want to have the individuals. I mean, even our rock music is very much like tinned, canned, sardine music now. You know, it's very much the muchness, and where is the creative artistic expression? And you see, what else do you expect from these reptilian archon types from, you know, interdimensional hell realms? What else do you expect from them? They are consumers. They are parasites. They are usurpers. They're pretending to be something that they are not. They're messing with the whole genetics of humanity because they're clearly not human. That's clear. And it's about time humanity woke up. It's about humanity woke up to the reality of who and what the elites are, you know?
Well, you know, I am actually, I'm dumbfounded here. I'm looking over this document, and, well, just to make sure it's all here, because I've gone over this stuff before, and I have pretty good memory for things, and a lot of times some things just change, rewritten. And my instinct was correct. Just to go ahead and read this before I prepared this for tomorrow night. Some of the terminology has been edited off the page. It's not there anymore. Some of the terminology in which I actually chose this document to use, it's no longer there. So I'm going to have to actually hunt down the original, if that's even going to be possible, just to be able to talk about tomorrow night. That, and see, this is why we cannot have digital libraries as our main source of information. Books. I know we've spoken about this, but this is just another example.
When you burn a digital book, nobody sees the flames. You know, it just happens. You can alter single words to change the context of even a sentence in a Bible or something. And If there's no hard copies out there, how will you ever know?
Oh, wow. This is horrendous.
That's a
Oh.
Yeah, we're going down the rabbit hole now, but that's the truth, you know? I mean, how deep does this go? And what's their end game, you know? What's their end game is they want us pretty much all uploaded onto a mainframe. Well, you're not getting my consciousness snapped up in a genie bottle. Sorry, however they want to do that. You know, like all this sampling, all this PCR test, you know, you don't want to be given your DNA, your heel prick, your baby's heel prick test or anything else, any else of your database of your DNA to go on the database at all, because it's just you don't know whose hands it's going to be in or whether they're storing it for and again, okay, say if you know, on the 21st of December there's a huge solar flash like some in the New Age circles are predicting, right? And there's some people that have like been taken scoops of our flesh from the backs of our knees from craft, you know, simply to preserve humanity in case there is a wipeout effect. Well, that's all well and nice, but see how everything can be used for good as well as weaponized and used for bad. So it really depends on the application of these things, which I think what Black Mirror really highlights, and that in the idealistic sense, this technology might be useful, and then in the dystopian sense, how bad it can go wrong, you know. And we're going down a really deep rabbit hole there, because it can go all the way into the Matrix from there, you know. Over.
And I'm looking more into this DARPA thought control weapons. This is beyond even the example that I gave. We're talking about being able to control nanoparticles with the mind, being able to control basically, I want to say, how do I put this word? You guys can understand it. Well, I don't know if you guys know anything about electrophysiology, piezoelectric. Basically, yes. Something has energy and can turn into force, and then something that has force hits something and is turned into energy. So they're developing weaponry around that. Okay, nanoparticles with magnetic cores.
Yeah, squeeze a rock, bolt. That's your quick thing to remember piezo properties by. Squeeze a rock, get a volt. Squeeze a quartz crystal, you can generate energy. So there's a lot of metals out there, stuff that under pressures and atmospheric things, you can generate certain piezo properties and release all that potential at once. This is quite a complicated thing.
Yeah, imagine being hit with some smart dust. Imagine being hit with some smart dust and all of a sudden your head explodes.
Smart dust people breathe, and the world's not much smarter, is it? We need some wisdom dust spread about, I think.
We need some wake up dust. Oh, wait, there we have some of that. Wait, let me call some CIA guys for that one. Well, seriously though, I'm actually blown away. I'm astounded. They, I don't think you guys, listeners, the implications of controlling nano material with the mind. You could essentially do anything. Okay, I know this seems far-fetched, but you could actually leak or cover, or actually you could touch a computer. if some of the dust gets on any of the circuits or anything like that, even nanoparticles, it can relay whatever information is flowing through the computer from nanoparticle to nanoparticle all the way back to the host. We'll just call it the host. The host mind. A person could hack anything in the world. All the same, can track you, know how fast your heartbeat is, to know if you're stressed, know if you're not feeling well.
To know if you're watching political speech, whether you agree or not. Right? Your biorhythm itself, you can see whether you're loving what Big Brother is saying or whether you're questioning it. And this is an existence that people seem to think is such a great idea. Elon Musk's dream of the AI reality. I think he needs to just take that final dose of DMT and go away.
Well, I will tell you what. I don't know if there is or if there isn't. More likely there isn't. But I'm going to be looking at bringing up something to to take to the House of Representatives. We need HR that prevents exotic nano weaponry being used on the public citizen, the private citizen. This is outrageous. I mean, I will tell you, I was actually listening to a broadcast. I was actually entered in and invited to this, I would say it was a, what do you call those things? A crowdfunding site in which, you know, they talk to investors and whatnot and people of special interest. I was invited to one of these, and the guy was talking about a air filter that can analyze the material in which it intakes, and, you know, just be able to identify. I was like, wow, that is revolutionary. I was like, wow, what if we could start collecting the chemtrails and gathering that as evidence? I asked the guy in the side chat, would it be able to pick up nanomaterial? And unfortunately, that was a big no. But I think it's a step in the right direction. We are literally going to have to collect this nanomaterial. We need to get the information from these doctors, because once again, I've said this on the show before, there are doctors out there who are admitting that we, the people, have a high level of aluminum in our blood, in our brains. They're admitting to that fact. Some of them are actually trying to brush it off, saying, well, you know, the aluminum's from, you know, your cookware and from the dust that comes off the brakes of your cars. You know, your the food that you eat, you know, it's wrapped in the aluminum foil, and then, you know, they'll go down a list of stuff of how you use aluminum every day and just, you know, write it off. Well, it's total crap.
Yeah, aluminum does not exist as like a rock you'll find on the ground. It has to be processed by man to make aluminum or aluminium, depending on where you are in the world. And I've got to throw this in. The data is already out there about the toxicity of the planet. The record is going to be held by the U.S. Forestry Service and other forestry service in the form of tree core samples. And if somebody out there has access to a real old tree, just a core sample that's up to date to now, you can go through and analyze each of the rings for toxicity. You will nail down nanoparticles that could be seen under microscopes. You'll be able to nail down chemical analysis and you've been able to establish a very definitive timeline of when they began spraying these toxins on the planet. And I've been asking for years for this data from somebody, and I've yet to receive somebody that's talent is to have access to and can determine what I just wanted to know about. You see what I'm saying? This it's out there. There's a solution to finding this data. It's tree core samples.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, and I really want people to, you don't need a fact checkers, okay? You can do your own research. You really, 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 you can. I promise. It's not going to hurt you. And you're going to see the sources, too. It's going to blow you away. When I talk about the stuff, even though it's known, or at least it's a well accepted belief, if not a knowledge, that the government's technology is anywhere from 20 to 50 years ahead of what the public has. So if there are all these articles about this stuff from Wired Magazine and you know, all these other, even peer-reviewed journal, okay? There are some government websites that tell you that these things exist. They won't tell you about them as a as something as a whole, but there are several different pieces of equipment, machinery, that does this and does that, and you put them together. I'll have to show you guys an example one day, because I actually designed some tech myself, just going through the huge archives of some of this government equipment, medical equipment. It's like, how come nobody's thought about this? How come nobody's thought about that? And it's like, okay, they may have, but they're not going to tell us. I think, what site is it? The government site. The National Institute of Health. That has so much. NIH.gov. Just marvel at it. More specifically, you want to go to the NCBI.gov. NLM.NIH.gov. And there's so much information and equipment. Information about stuff that you would never think anyone would collect information on. It's vast. It really is. So, I really would love to challenge anybody to go through the site and tell me that you don't think these people were capable of doing what we were talking about. I promise you, you will change your mind if you don't think they are. So it's all about the research. It's all about the factual information here. Again, not a conspiracy theorist. Conspiracy expert. Here, we're here for the facts. Okay, guys? Just look it up. Just go look up. Go look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. Just go look it up. It's there. I'm not going to scream at you and promise you that, you know, the turn the frog's gay, like like some people. All I can do is just tell you where to find it. And so, also, side effects. The thing that actually scares me a lot is, especially with this whole cisgender and gender reassignments and fluid gender nonsense, they are really pushing the envelope. If you lose your sex, if we as a society lose our sex, guess what? Procreation is not going to be as something that's going to be the same. Okay? We're going to have birth mothers to propagate our species. And then who are those people going to be? Who's going to select their genetic stock? How much are you going to be charged for a baby out of that woman? The stuff can go in. You have to look at all the directions. It's a web. It's a huge web. The alteration of our minds is going to lead to some very troubling times here in the future. Unless we change our minds for the better. So, I say educate yourself, research, and take the action. I know we have an email that's about to go out to any and every organization that we can email, especially to promote documentaries and to also alert everyone to this worldwide CRISPR program. And, you know, as smart as I am, I often wonder, you know, what would happen if I sent this information to some think tanks out there? What if I sent this information to Mensa? Would they deny this research? Would they deny this information just because they weren't smart enough to think about it? They weren't smart enough to see it? I mean, I guess you can't see the red for the barn. I don't know. Wait, is that how the saying goes? I don't know. I'm not old enough to to be using sayings like that. But, oh, come on, Rob. I know you're going to make fun of me.
Well, I actually took that moment while you was waffling on to make myself a coffee, and I've actually had a shave while I was listening, because I just see that we're in a close shave right now, and can't see the forest from the trees is the old saying I have that I know about. But, you know, if we don't talk about these uncomfortable topics, then things are still going to go on, whether you talk about them or not. So it's better that we at least become informed. Open your minds to the possibilities that a lot of what you see in Hollywood movies is actually going on. And is it planned for our future? Well, I can't call it humanity anymore if they take your consciousness into the control of a supercomputer or put it in some kind of chip that you can then willy-nilly put in another body. And where will these bodies come from? Will people be selling theirs? My life is bad here. You can have my beautiful body. I'll just take another different meat suit and you pay me. You know, where is this all going to end?
Ooh, yeah. Well, like that like that movie, The Gamer. Oh, this guy's wife was basically prostituting herself through this remote neural network. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's all depraved. And seeing as how the government is 50 years, I say it's a lot more than that, actually, me personally. But just to go with the common belief, if the government's 50 years ahead of what we have right now, this stuff is already going on. You know, that's why they have the underground military bunkers. You know, their little secret societies. They're probably doing all of this as we speak. And sometimes that keeps me up at night. I don't know how many people are suffering because of what the shadow government, the Illuminati, are doing to people. They have no sympathy, no empathy. They're psychopaths. Some of them actually get off on some of the stuff. You've seen the sculptures that that guy had. But what was his name? Podesta. Yeah, you see the sculptures. Sick,
oh, God.
Twisted them into, I mean, biological instincts.
This book type stuff. The macabre, terrible images of torturous children and people caged up, leashed down, cut open. Just vile artwork. To even call it artwork is, to me, would be to say that you got a sick mind. This is just some very twisted minds that come up with this stuff that he had in his artwork. Or how about an Epstein Island picture of Bill Clinton with the blue dress on pointing? Or George Bush playing with paper airplanes going at two towers? You know, this artwork that's all in our faces, we just try to laugh it off as ha-ha. But those that are awake see the true meaning inside this artwork is that bragging about their sick fetishes. And it is a fetish, I think.
Well, okay, listen. Remember Ed Gein? I think he was the first serial killer in the U.S. documented. Ed Gein, the inspiration for Leatherface.
Uh-huh.
Ed Gein, yeah, took females home with him, well, abduct them, and cut them up and started wearing the flesh. So, no one in the community could ever believe that this man could do something like that. He was so simple. He was so sweet. Could never. No, he couldn't be capable of doing something like that. But here we have someone, this Podesta, high up in the political ranks, involved in some stuff like this. So, again, for you people out there that they're all Pollyanna, don't believe any of this is real, it's all real. It's all real. It's all real.
Yes, sad.
It's all real. But you know what? We need to look for the signs. Do your research, study, and look for the signs. When you see these sick people like that, you know, you have these CPS directors who have get caught wearing their gimp suits. You know, we need to get rid of these people that make it up to the top echelons of their fields. Start over, start fresh. That's my solution. But anyways, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Oh, boy. Guys, we're going to have a hell of a show tomorrow. I'm going to find the different information, and we're going to have a hell of a show. Once again, I'm going to bring some very special people on that you guys I know are dying to hear from. And, we're gonna do this thing. So, guys, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Thank you. Bye. Next time, Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the
red pill. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.